Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You know that I do financial work. You know I do planning for people. You know that I'm really focused a lot on retirement. Well, one of the big issues that we need to deal with or talk about as it relates to retirement planning, of course, is where you're going to get your income the rest of your life, right? Because it needs to last as long as you do. It can't just last 5 years and say, okay, well, that was nice while we had it. So I want to really focus in on this very tightly today, and I think this will be a big help. I've invited a special guest. Yes, I know they're all special, but they really are because we handpick them very carefully. The gentleman I've invited to be on the program today is Steve Vernon. He is president of Rest of Life Communications. He is a fellow of the Society of Actuaries, and he has written the book Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime Retirement Paycheck. Who wouldn't want that? Steve, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. The website today, ladies and gentlemen, for our program is moneyforlifeguideonline.com. So, Steve, you're an actuary. First, let's tell people, what is an actuary besides somebody that CPAs can pick on?
Well, and actually, we like to say that an actuary is an accountant who lost his sense of humor.
Okay, well, it's fun to be able to kid around about it, but it is serious stuff that you deal with because you are dealing with all of those numbers that have to do with mortality and how long money lasts and all of that stuff. So give us a little background about what you do and who you are, and then that'll set the stage for our conversation today.
Okay, well, actuaries are professionals who use statistics and economics, investments, to develop financial security programs. And so we are the architects behind pension plans, life insurance, medical insurance. Social Security hires actuaries. And really, we like to analyze life and death. You know,
okay.
So if people live a long time, how much money do you need? That's been my area of expertise.
Okay, so you're dealing with several aspects of this. Is not just talking about life insurance or an annuity, but it's also pension plans and how all of these different things are about providing income to people over their lifetime.
That's what I've focused on. And
okay.
For decades, I worked in retirement plans. And in the last 10 years, I'm focusing in on individuals and helping them develop a lifetime retirement income.
Very good. Well, that's one of my jobs, so it's good to talk to you about it. Now, you are a research scholar at Stanford Center on longevity.
Right. So there we're doing research on how employers and policymakers can make decisions that would help their constituents. And it's exciting because I get to work with a lot of smart people.
That's cool. I do too, so I'm a lucky guy. So the book, what inspired you to write the book?
You know, we're all aware of the decline of traditional pension plans.
Sure.
With those pension plans, the employer took care of you. You know, they promised to pay you a paycheck for the rest of your life, no matter how long you lived and no matter what happened in the economy. As we all know, those plans are going away, and instead we are relying on 401ks and IRAs. And we've been paying a lot of attention accumulating money in those plans. And now that a lot of people are getting to retirement age, we need to focus on how we make those savings generate income that will last the rest of your life.
And that is a very different thing than the former. In other words, you have two phases, if you will, of the life of these assets that you are accumulating. Is one, the accumulation phase, and then it's the distribution or depletion phase where you're pulling the money out.
Right. And it gets a lot more complicated in the second phase. In the first phase, you know, you focus on allocating your assets between stocks and bonds and minimizing your expenses. And those are indeed, you know, good things you need to do. And you still need to do those in the pay down phase. But it just gets more complicated because in the pay down phase, no one knows how long they'll live. So we need to generate sources of income that will last the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. And that's a tricky challenge.
It is tricky. And you have threats that are part of that process, you know, the sequence of returns, which for our listeners is, if they're not familiar with that concept, which is in what order do you get returns? One year you have a negative 5, the next year is a positive 10%, another 20, a negative 2. So those, the sequence, the order in which those returns occur have a huge impact. It's not just looking at the average return.
That's right. And so sequence of returns is one risk. You know, another risk is just simply living too long, and everybody wants to live a long time, but that's a risk if you don't have enough money, and so that's a risk.
And yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, Steve, it used to be that that wasn't the risk of the individual because the company they work for in providing the pension plan, they absorbed that risk through the pension plan itself and having to fund that as long as you lived.
Right, and you know, I think those kinds of plans were very good. I'm sad to see them go away, but nevertheless, the reality is we have to plan, most of us have to plan without having those kinds of benefits.
Well, and that's exactly the subject of our show today, and so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Steve Vernon. He's written the book, Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime of Retirement Paycheck, and that's really important for our discussion, and we'll get into some of the specific methods or techniques that people can take. So stay right there, Steve. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Vernon is my guest today, and we're talking about a very timely and relevant subject, and that is how to get money for the rest of your life when you retire. And if you are fortunate enough to retire early, quote unquote, then it's even a bigger challenge. And if you have longevity in your family, and a also bigger challenge. So, Steve, welcome back. Before the break, we kind of set up the challenge that people face is that pensions have gone away, so to speak. They're not as common. It's more of being on your own. People arrive at retirement with some lump sums. They've got the lump sum of the IRA or 401k or their investment accounts that they've accumulated and put money aside. Maybe they got an inheritance. Maybe they have downsized their home. There's another lump sum. So these are various lump sums that then they need to convert or have turn into this provision of income for the rest of their life. So you've kind of narrowed it down and have, you know, at least three methods or strategies that people can take to deal with this and be able to convert those assets into or have them provide that ongoing stream of income.
Right. And before I get into those, let me just say that there are two types of problems that we see out there. And the first is that people are just oblivious to the need to planning to make that money last for life, and they just spend the money. They spend down their savings for whatever they need to live on. And when you do that, normally most people spend too much. In other words, they spend at a rate that will deplete their assets before they pass away. So that's one problem. And then other people have the opposite problem. They're so scared about outliving their money that they become really tight with it and don't spend much money at all.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Steve. Very, very often I see those two people you just described, they're married. And they come to my office and we have to sometimes do some reconciliation.
Well, and like everything else, there's a middle ground.
Right, right.
Where if And so what I advocate is that you devise a strategy to generate retirement income from your savings and set up that strategy so that the money will last for the rest of your life.
Well, here's a saying, and I doubt I came up with it. It just appeared in my head, so I probably read it somewhere else. I'll give credit to the anonymous author. When you talk about spending money too quickly, if you spend it too quickly, the money's not there to work. And so I say, you can't get milk tomorrow from the cow you eat today.
That's a good saying.
Okay, that's it. I mean, so that's it. It's gone. And especially, again, if you have poor performance, which is another risk, poor performance or high fees, all of these things, you know, it's almost like these threats all got together and conspired to say, how do we mess everybody up? Because there's so many of them, and you've got to really be careful.
Well, and there's another threat we haven't even mentioned, is that you get into your later years and people are just less able mentally to handle their finances. So we call that cognitive risk.
Well, and that's why then, of course, you want to have this planned out from the get-go and not trying to figure it out as you go along, because then you may get to a point where you can't handle it. You can't come up with a way to deal with it later and have a plan put in place already and have it positioned so that somebody can step in for you and handle your affairs and the plan's already in place.
Exactly. So what I'm advocating is that you spend some time at retirement figuring out how you're going to generate your retirement income from savings and set up a strategy. Don't just spend your money willy-nilly and don't just hoard your money. Actually devise a strategy that would generate retirement income for you for the rest of your life. And if you're married or have a partner, the rest of their lives too.
Yeah, and I've seen that be a balancing act because, you know, if you have different ages or on top of different ages, you have different life expectancies. You know, it's not unusual that I'll have a couple come to me, Steve, and I'll ask them. It's one of the first things I ask is about the family history of longevity. And, you know, how old was your father or your mother? Are they still alive? How old were they when they died? You know, or were you adopted? You know, I want to know about that, because that'll have a big impact on, for example, if we've got a wife who everybody in her family lives to 95, and the husband, nobody made it past 70, that's an issue for planning.
Right. And I like to say, you know, plan, particularly for women, plan for a period of widowhood at the end of your life.
I read a statistic the other day, Steve, that there are four times as many widows to widowers.
That's right. And when you think about it, men tend to marry women a couple of years younger than them, and we all know that men don't live as long as women, and so you put that together, and I think it's just reasonable to plan for a period of widowhood of 5 to 10 years at the end of your life.
Well, for
not being morbid, it's just being...
No, it's just realistic. And, you know, and for the men listening to our program, and I tell them this when they see me, if they are handling the finances, they're a temporary custodian, because it's hers. It's just not hers yet. So right. You might as well accept it and let's plan with it. And I do a lot of work with widows. It's part of my job. So it's something that's important to be planning on. And I like the way you put that, Steve, is to plan on a period of being on your own.
Right. And so, you know, back to the idea of a strategy to generate income, I like to call them retirement income generators.
Okay.
And I use the acronym RIG.
Well, I like that. I like that. Well, let's do this. You've sufficiently teased everybody. They've got to come back after this quick break. Steve Vernon is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's written the book, Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime Retirement Paycheck, moneyforlifeguideonline.com. Right back after this quick break.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Vernon is our guest, and you might suspect that Steve and I have colluded with our material, and we did no show prep, did we, Steve?
That's right.
We just happened to have a similar view, and I wanted his insight and expertise with his background and, of course, having written the book he wrote. Now, you call the strategies or methods to deal with the challenges we talked about before the break of getting an income for the rest of your life, which is there's a lot of uncertainties, you call them retirement income generators or RIG. So you're going to RIG your retirement income.
Right. And I purposely use the RIG analogy to cars. The way I think of it is that you want a car that will last a long time, similar with your retirement income generators. But more importantly, people get very intimidated about planning for retirement. And I like to say, you know, if you, a lot of us go out and buy cars, and we don't know what internal combustion is.
Sure.
We don't know the ins and outs of it, but we are still able to make informed decisions and buy cars that meet our needs.
You're saying we don't have to get in there and understand every single part in the engine to drive it?
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Is that with retirement income generators, there are different kinds of generators. Just like cars, different cars have different gas mileage, different acceleration.
Safety
different
ratings.
Characteristics. The rigs have different characteristics, different amounts of income, different protection against inflation. And I believe that most people can understand at least the basics of them and make informed decisions, not working with a financial planner.
I
so
think
that's
a great
why
idea.
I use the rig analogy to make this seem like something that they already, you know, it's analogous to deciding how to buy a car.
I like that. And I'll use another piece of machinery. You know, you call it a rig. It's like, it's kind of like an oil rig. You got to find a way to pump out and get a continuous stream of oil or fuel for your retirement. Whatever analogy helps our listeners get this, because it gets complicated. And I agree with you that you don't have to understand every single nuance. You know, sometimes, Steve, I'll give people, well, actually every time I give people a plan, they take it home with them. I say, now listen, this is reference. I'm not asking you to study this and come back and give me a dissertation on what I'm recommending to you, but I just want you to have it so you can refer back to it and reflect on our conversation and the recommendations I made to you. So that's the role of the planner.
Right, right. And I think it is reasonable some people might be able to do this on their own, but I think it's quite reasonable that a lot of people want to work with a financial planner and together make good decisions.
Well, and it's not only the expertise or that also being able to see the forest and not be next to the tree, and also being emotionally unattached to as the person is who's trying to plan this out for themselves. You know, it's their money, it's their retirement. The professional can look at it a little bit more objectively. But it's also, this is something that I think that people may not realize, is I can get to stuff they can't. I can access products that aren't yet directly available to them or as easily available to them as they are to the professional advisor.
Right, right.
So these are just different considerations. But all right, so we've teased people long enough, Steve. Let's get into some of the specifics. At least we'll get one in before the break. What would be the first rig retirement income generator you want to talk about?
Well, the first one would be where you invest your savings and you just live off the interest and dividends. And I like to say this is how our grandparents retired.
That's exactly right.
So you leave your principal intact, and it's the most conservative method of generating income, mm-hmm. meaning that it generates usually the smallest amount.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, it's very safe in the sense that you won't outlive your principal, and you also have the ability to tap into your money in case you need it.
Okay, so you're liquid, you are flexible, and you are very, very likely not to run out because you're only spending what it makes, not the principal itself.
Right, and so like every other rig, there are various methods of doing it. You know, you can invest in mutual funds, mm-hmm. you can invest in rental property, CDs. You know, there are all kinds of different investments, but the basic idea is still the same. Leave the principal intact and just live off the interest and dividends.
And the variations there of which ones of those you use and what percentages is going to depend entirely on the person's individual situation and their comfort level with risk.
Right. And as you can imagine, people many years ago were able to invest in CDs and live off the interest. Well, not today.
No, I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my grandmother when I was a kid and she had 14, 15% CDs. People are lucky to get one-tenth of that now.
Right, and so this leads me to you need to invest in assets like stocks and bonds that, you know, they may be volatile and their dividend payments may go up or down, but, you know, I think over the long run, I'd rather see people invest in mutual funds or other types of stock and bond investments than strictly in CDs.
Well, or at the very least, Steve, let's at least do a mix. You know, if there's some security and comfort level that comes with having some CDs, okay, but all of it there, you're on an inflation-adjusted basis, you're losing money every year.
Well, exactly. In fact, you just touched on a point that I advocate is, you know, we're all familiar with diversification of investments while we're saving, and that principle actually applies when you're generating income as well. And so I like to see people have different sources of retirement income.
Excellent. I think that's smart. Okay, one more quick break here, Steve. Steve Vernon is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. His book is Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime Retirement Paycheck, moneyforlifeguideonline.com. Right back after this break.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back. Steve Vernon is our guest, a fellow of the Society of Actuaries, president of Rest of Life Communications, moneyforlifeguideonline.com, and the book, which I think is a great idea, Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime Retirement Paycheck. So we talked before the break about one of the RIGs, retirement income generators, which is, as Steve and I discussed, a spend what it makes approach and maintain your capital or your principal intact as a first strategy or method that people can use. Let's talk about the next one, Steve. What would be the next one that you would be a smart thing for people to think about?
Well, the second one I call systematic withdrawals, and that's where, again, you invest your money in the some, you know, stocks, bonds, CDs, and so forth. And now, in addition to withdrawing the interest and dividends, you're also drawing down principal systematically. And I emphasize the word systematically there because you want to draw it down in a way where you hope you're not going to outlive your money.
Okay, so this is a little more involved, okay? And this is, of course, where, you know, getting some assistance can be helpful. A couple things that people, of course, have to figure out is what's going to be a safe, quote-unquote, rate of withdrawal. And, of course, you know, I know you're very familiar with and probably have seen a lot of evolution over the years of the idea of what that percentage should be. For a long time, 4% was considered a safe rate. What are you seeing kind of emerge now? As is that still the case, or has it evolved?
Well, first of all, you're right. There's a lot of analysis and debate about what's the safe withdrawal rate. And the original 4% rule never really was meant to be a rule of thumb or something everybody would adopt, but it got that status.
Kind of a starting point, but not an ending point, but people use it as a shortcut.
Exactly. Yeah. It should be a starting point. A couple of things have happened in the literature. One is that they recognize that the strict application of the 4% rule is where you took out 4% of your assets in your first year and increased that for inflation every year, and you stuck with that withdrawal strategy without adjusting for how your investments have done.
Right.
And most people are realizing that's not realistic, is that you really should be adjusting your withdrawal strategy as you go, just to reflect how your investments have performed.
Yeah, and if you do have, you know, again, you and I talked earlier about the sequence of return, but basically in what order do you earn returns? Even if you average 12%, if you just have a couple of bad years toward the front of your retirement, you could run out, and I've run the numbers countless times, you can run out in as short as 10 years at a 4% withdrawal rate if you have a couple of bad, now say bad, not horrible, but just a couple of bad years. So this next strategy, which I agree is definitely an option, Steve, is one that people have to be careful with, and they can't put it on autopilot.
Exactly. That's a good word, because the first rig, and as you'll hear, the third rig, those can go on autopilot. But this rig, you've got to have your hand on the lever constantly, either you, the retiree, or working with your financial advisor. It takes the most amount of attention.
I agree. So just to recap, first one we had is the drawing the money off of basically investment income, drawing the money off your portfolio, just the income. Second is the systematic withdrawal using this kind of a reverse dollar cost averaging.
That's right.
Okay. And then, okay, now let's talk about the third. You mentioned this one is one that you could look at as maybe being able to put on autopilot.
Right, so the third is buying some kind of an annuity. And
okay.
With this rig, you invest your money with an insurance company, and they promise to pay you a monthly income for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live.
So you've shifted the risk of your longevity to the insurance company.
Right, and in its simplest form, it's just a do-it-yourself pension. And so if you really like the good old days where you had pensions from your employer, Well, this is one way where you can do it yourself and go to an insurance company, and they'll be the pension plan.
And they'll tell you, you know, based on your age, how much money you're going to put in, and whether you're going to take an income just for your lifetime or for a joint lifetime, they'll tell you exactly how much they will pay you every month for the rest of your life.
That's right. And
so there's some certainty to this.
Exactly. And so for people who want some certainty of the income amount and that they'll get payments for the rest of their life, you know, this is a good situation. And the way I like to characterize it is that the annuity will pay you a monthly income no matter how long you live and no matter what happens in the economy. And for a lot of people, that's a good thing.
Well, and I'll tell you why I like that idea, and I do recommend annuities as part of a plan. I don't use it as a complete solution. I think it can fit. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and it depends on each person's situation, and all of the standard disclaimers apply. But what I like about it is it takes a lot of the pressure off of the income having to come out of a portfolio that's invested maybe for more growth that those funds, you don't have to draw on them when the market takes a hard hit, like back in 2008 when we saw, you know, the market drop 38 or more percent, depending on how somebody's investing. If somebody's drawing, you know, like we talked about earlier, a set amount every month, no matter what, they really are doing the opposite of dollar cost averaging. They're doing something I would call dollar cost ravaging.
Right. And you touched on something that I wanted to focus on, is that I do think for most people, they would not want to put all their money into an annuity. And actually, what I recommend is a portfolio approach.
Mm.
And just like when you're accumulating money, you have a portfolio and you have some assets that are safely invested and other assets you're investing for growth. I think it's the same in the retirement phase, is that the annuities would represent your safe part of your income portfolio.
Okay.
And then you would take some other savings and invest and draw them down, and that would be where you're investing for growth.
That makes sense to me, and I think that'll give, I'm not going to say the best of both worlds or Goldilocks, but you know, it is going to be a lower risk approach than going all in on the market and, you know, hoping that things go really well. And you know, I mean, if that happened, of course, you end up with more money and you'll end up with more income, but you are really gambling at a point where you can't really, once you've turned in your resignation and you're on down the road 5-10 years, it may be hard to back that up and go back to work.
Well, right. And just to expand on this concept of portfolio of income, one of the projects I'm doing right now for the Stanford Center on Longevity is that we are forecasting how different rigs work under different economic scenarios. And what I'm about ready to say is common sense, but really what we're seeing is that annuities perform better than other rigs when the economy goes bad.
Sure.
And investing, you know, systematic withdrawals or interest and dividends, those do well when the economy is doing well.
All right.
And so this is kind of common sense.
Well, let's use both then.
Well, exactly, because then you come to the point of view is that people, experts and lay people, are notoriously bad at predicting the economic future. So why bother trying to predict? I just say protect yourself in either event, and that's why I like the portfolio approach.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Exactly.
I like that. Well, let's do this, Steve. I'm out of time. I'd love to hear about the study you're doing. Let me know how that turns out, and I'd love to have you come back and give us an update and talk more with you. Steve Vernon's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The website is moneyforlifeguideonline.com. And the book, Money for Life, Turn Your IRA and 401k into a Lifetime Retirement Paycheck. Steve, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.